Item C, the review and discussion of management payment systems, place/data, located on and on Stantec City Consulting Core Monitoring Activities and Information. We didn't have Stantec information in the packet this time. We had a pretty extensive one last time. And Mr. Edis says he has some information related to the July 24th flat.
Well, I can actually cover a couple of. We had a total of five complaints submitted through the system since your last meeting. Actually, I did get a quarterly report from Stantec, but it arrived here about 3 hours ago. So we'll have it on the agenda for the next time. This information that I'm covering largely was not part of their project, part of their report. Their report is for April through June, and I'm going to be covering basically June and July. We had one complaint submitted for June 8th. We had two complaints for June 12th. That one was 1 o'clock, 1:11 in the afternoon. The one on June 8th was 1:40 in the afternoon. We had one for June 25th. That was at 11:30 in the morning. And then the last one came in, written comment came in on July 21st, which was at 9 a.m. I checked the data going back through those information that I was included in your packet. The one on June 8th, the vibration was measured at 0.110 and was 106 decibels. The one on June 12th, the complaints for June 12th, it rated at 0.195 vibrations, the vibration measurement, and then the decibels were 110. One on June 25th had a 0.123 with 113 decibels, and the one on July 21st didn't even trigger the monitors. Hello? Okay. So that was the written complaint submitted as to Ms. Donosky's complaint. That one hit 111 decibels, but the monitor at the southeast end of the quarry registered a 0.265, which was pretty close to the 0.30 maximum limit that's allowed under the ordinance. So yeah, I would imagine that one probably shook something. But it was also within the limits as approved under the ordinance. Now, I also can say that in the interim, after we got the packet material sent,
can you move a little bit closer to the microphone?
I'm almost on top of it. Let me see.
Okay.
I'm about to swallow it. Stantec actually visited the site on the 15th and then again on the 22nd rather. The 15th was a announced visit. The 22nd was unannounced. And they did note that on the 22nd, on the 15th, they were doing work on one of the driveway access points, and so it was closed. So they had their street sweeper out sweeping dust. But otherwise, there was nothing else out of the ordinary, except that they were using the northeast corner access point because the other one was being, they were doing something with it, repair or whatever. And then on the 22nd, when they went back out to do their unannounced version, they said that the main entrance was then open again. So things were back to their regular operation. And that's as far as I've got for you.
Okay. Well, in reference to all the decibels, you said all of them were within the CED limits, correct?
That's correct.
Hello?
Can you hear me? All the complaints that we had, by checking the data we have from the monitors, indicates that they're all within the permitted limits under the ordinance.
Okay. Whose phone is ringing?
In the background, sorry.
Yeah, put your phone on mute if you're not speaking, okay? Please?
Yeah, it's a landline.
Okay, but you can't put your phone on mute. Okay, can you put your hand over the receiver then? That might help. Okay, so I guess, Mr. Eddy, since you are new, what we typically find is we get these complaints and then we are monitoring them and then they come in with underneath the PDD limit. And citizens at one point pretty much had the room full and wanted the council to relook at the PDD for those limits. There was a motion from the council for that to happen. No action was ever been taken on that. There was actually several motions on that same query action sheet for the council, and there are several of them that are still outstanding. So, without opening the PDD and lowering the limit, which I don't see any political will to do that.
I do.
I don't know what we can do. In addition to these limits always coming in underneath the level, as they lasted over the years, they've gotten closer to the residents. So it would be appropriate to maybe open that up. I just don't know if we could ever get it to that point. And, you know, just to relook at those levels. And they also have a certain amount of times we can go over the blast limit per year. So even if they do go over, it's sort of like an oh well situation. So,
isn't it stated? Hello?
Yes.
Alan Barber.
Isn't it where they have to be 85% of the time they have to be below the limit?
That's correct.
So that allows for 15% of the blast that could be above it. Is that the way that reads?
Yes.
So to be more precise about that, the way it reads. So I don't have anything else to add, or anyone else that would like to make
a comment? Just one comment. Could that information that's related to the specific complaints be sent to the committee, or just, you know, sent out, just, or distributed through an email to the committee?
I can distribute, I think, probably everything except for the names and the basic information of the complainants. I think that's protected under law, but I can probably send you the rest of it.
And then if you distribute it to all committee members, it becomes a open record type of situation, so no one can comment. And then I would ask that those would also be included in the next packet for public access.
Okay.
I don't want to know who's complaining. I just like to know the data references that were given.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was clear to me. Thank you. Yeah. Alex, did you have any comments?
None so far.
Okay. All right. If there is nothing else on C, I'd like to move on to G, the reclamation plan. Previously discussed on July 27th, 2017. This was completed by the Quarry Monitor Committee and sent to the council to send it to the Plan Commission, and that is one of those outstanding items. The council did make the motion to recommend it go to the Plan Commission, and it's never been placed on the Plan Commission agenda. When Dean is overseeing it through a biannual report, I asked that if the Plan Commission was going to take that up based on the council motion. And the mayor said it would be okay if we took another review at it. And that's where we're at right now. So Does everyone have the reclamation plan, Donovan?
Yes, Tim?
Yes.
Alderman?
Yes.
I got a call from Payne Dolan today, and they said that on further, they did another review of it, and there was one correction that they'd like to make. It was, I'm not sure exactly what it was, but Mr. Winninger said that there was one number on one page that he wanted some clarity on. He thought it was the wrong number, but he wanted to make sure. So that might be something that could be, you know, at least looked at for the next meeting as well.
Yeah, or we could contact Keith and send him an email for that.
Okay, he just wants clarity for the number. You know, he's not trying to challenge anything, he just wants it to be clear.
Okay. All right, well, the interior maps in here, are there any comments on the map? The first one's an aerial photo, the second one is a diagram of quarry outlining the area. The third one is the reclaimed quarry boundaries. And then we show the rock face slope with the cross section, what the future boat ramp and slope could be. And then the last one is the final condition map showing the green space with the hopefully open water area. Any comments on those documents?
I know it's for the future. Do we want to include the most recent survey that we had completed as part of the packet? As an FYI, it doesn't pertain to the reclamation at all, but just as a reference, the date is for this current period.
I'm back with that. Is that what the pledge of the committee is?
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Yep.
Okay, well, why don't we... that's probably important enough to make a separate motion on that. So why don't you make that motion that the recent survey information is submitted with the reclamation plan?
I make a motion that we include the recently completed survey of the quarry in the packet for the reclamation plan.
I will second that motion.
We have a second from Commissioner Knipple. All those in favor, one at a time.
It's not notarized, they can't do it.
Say aye, that'll make it easier.
Lord Knipple, aye.
Alderman Barber, aye.
Dal Sherrick, aye.
Alderman Wellhoff, aye. Motion carries. Why don't we just take this page by page and see if we can get through this before it's too late this evening. We have our cover letter, and final revision will probably have a different date. It might be next month, so that's just something to note. Reclamation plan 2017, that would have to be updated, so the dates would have to be updated. Are there any comments or questions about page 2, purpose and scope, proposed earthworks work, and reclamation?
I have none.
Ms. Eddy, do you have any comments?
No.
Okay, I just have one down in the bottom of page 2. This says, the second, both of the two last sentences says, redistribute across the parcel and fine grade. I'm used to hearing the word final grade. I'm going to guess that fine grade is a term that's used, but I am not familiar with what fine grade means. I know what final grade means. Is there anybody familiar with that fine grade term? This is final grade.
I'm not sure what they're referring to by fine graded. I mean, if we want to okay. Circle it.
What is your answer,
Mr. Temple?
Would it perhaps have something to do with the fact that there'll be wildflowers put into the ground, that it may need a more soil preparation than just a final grade where they go over it with a bulldozer and they say, okay, adios?
Well, that was just a clarification on that, and I'm trying to guess what they need to do, see if they want it to be final or not. Okay, page three. Commissioners, any comments on that? Hearing no comments, I have a comment. I think I made the same comment last time on paragraph one. The ending of the paragraph says that the quarry will place the surrounding effluent burden in the bottom of the extraction area. And my concern with that was the quality of the water. If you're just going to put, you know, right now you've got a pretty clean quarry rock bottom, and then we're going to take just excess dirt and put it in the bottom of the quarry. I realize the reasoning for that would be to not have to haul it off site if there is excess. And maybe there won't be excess, I don't know. But they wouldn't have any comments about that or any concerns about adding, just pushing the dirt in the bottom of the quarry?
Is the overburden, is that just dirt? That's not including any byproduct or anything other than that?
It's hard.
Any byproduct of that process?
I would think that it's just whatever earth is there that they scrape off. So it could have rocks, it could have debris, it could have shrubs, it could have anything that's sitting on top of the rock right now that they scrape off to access the rock. And then it's placed along the berm. That's where those berms are coming from.
Right.
I just don't know if that's a typical practice or if that's just something put in there to save money for so they don't have to haul off any extra dirt. I guess maybe there could be a question to the DNR on that if they approve a lot of reclamation plans. Maybe that's just an acceptable practice.
Yeah, I think that at the most could be a question for the DNR. Dallas here, by the way. My knowledge of recreation and quarry and say fishing, and quarries are they're pretty much nutrient less. They have almost nothing in them because there's no dirt and soil. So you're kind of adding that. It's not a concern from my perspective living across the street from the quarry and if there was a lake there, but definitely I think the DNR should add the worst or at the most here about it.
Okay, I'll make a note that I'll see if I can contact someone to find out. So that'll be easy for me. And the next one I have is for the next paragraph down, the second sentence. Existing grading and stormwater features, such as the roads, the side, which is the stormwater drainage pipe, and the stormwater retention pipe shall remain. My thought about using the stormwater drainage pipe is that would be the water that you would think you would want to go into the quarry to fill up the quarry, because right now it goes into the stormwater pond and then settles out, and I believe it empties into the river. So it's hard to get the water accumulating in the quarry at the level you need with that. And that's an engineering question. I don't have an answer for that. Mr. Eddie, do you know how you could address that at all?
That would be it. That would be a question I would have to ask of the engineering people at Payne and Dolan. how they intend to get the water into the quarry, if they're retaining drainage and the basic drainage system they have.
Okay, well, and I'm going to guess when this comes to the Fire Commission, Mr. Eddie, that you will be at the Fire Commission. So if we can't resolve some of these things by the time we finalize it, there would be an opportunity for you to say, you know, the Quarry Monitoring Committee still have these outstanding questions that maybe you might like to know about. Would that be something acceptable?
I would think so.
Okay. Anything else on three?
Hello?
Alderman Barber, sorry for that.
One of the things that does, the water that's pumped into the reservoir is pumped up and out of the quarry. So at what level does that water come out as to what the height is going to be eventually of the lake? I think that might be possibly a runoff from a lake that is going to be fairly deep, and it might be very near the surface of the water, just to have that as a runoff or a stopgap, so it doesn't, you know, the water pressure being what it is, I'm not sure where it comes out within the quarry wall itself, or does it go up over the top now? So that's another, I don't know that answer.
Well, if the stormwater basin goes into the river, you can see on their map on page 3 the pipe, and then the pipe that goes into the pond, that's the blue line.
Okay, right.
And from there, it goes, you see the Blue River is directly on the left of the blue square.
Yeah.
And that's where it goes in, because I've seen the cloudy water be dumped right into the Blue River at that point. And that sometimes it doesn't have a chance to settle out. So it looks like the stormwater drainage pipe that's collecting an awful lot, so I'm just not sure that's in the best interest of trying to fill up the lake. Many of you might not have been here when this question came up when the former engineer, Mr. Jack Bennett, who was there for about 45 years or 40 years or something, he questioned that this would fill up in the time that the court is set. So you'll find this in the documents, some sort of studies that I still don't think he was completely on board with. I remember going to some of those meetings, but there was a concern, will the lake fill up? And that's sort of where my comment is coming from about this, because if there's a concern on how long it will take to fill the lake based on just groundwater and rainwater, is the stormwater pipe important to the filling of the lake? And that's definitely an engineering issue. So someone on the Fire Commission or might have a comment, the engineers on there, a couple other people that know more about it than I do. Okay, anything on page 3? Are we ready to move to 4?
Yep.
Kristen, before we move on, on page 16 of the document you're looking at, there's a groundwater elevation study that said they're using the U.S. Geological Survey located on 92nd and just south of Grange Avenue, and it has shown little movement in the groundwater table from 2001 to 2016, approximately 31 feet below the ground level.